Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We are on C. Ray Lane in Woodbridge, the Electric Palm Restaurant. Cody Thomas here. Cody, I've seen some pretty spectacular places, but none with a view like this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The view is incredible. Right on the Occoquan River, down in Woodbridge, Virginia, right on the outskirts of Occoquan. The view is beautiful, and the scenery is even better.
You sit here, like you say, you've got yachts, you've got boats here, you've got 95 is in the distance. And in a way, sometimes I think if I'm stuck on 95 coming home, I would just get off on 123, come by here, hang out here till 95 clears up.
And crazy enough, that's what a lot of people do. The traffic backs up every day, goes from four lanes down to three, and people do get off the highway, drive on down here, have some dinner, have some appetizers, and wait for the traffic to die.
The Electric Palm Restaurant, talk a little bit about the history. How long has it been around here?
It's been here for the past 11 years. Started off as Eagle's Nest. Then a few years after opening that up, they converted it to the Electric Palm because they started putting up all electric palm trees. And from there, it changed owners a few times. And in 2017, at the beginning of the year, I purchased it. And we've been making improvements just to make it better.
And we're going to talk about some of those improvements. You got some big plans here. What's your background in? How'd you get involved in this?
My background is I've been in the restaurant industry since age of 12. Worked for my father. Then when it was time to go to college, it was what are you going to do? So Johnson & Wales, heard about Emeril Lagasse. He went there, so I said why not give it a shot. He did well. Go to a good school, get some education. Then I moved back in 2007. Then after 2007, opened up a small catering company. From there, it just evolved. Did a job for a gentleman that had a building that was going to be a restaurant at some point. He offered it to me, went in there, and from that first location, another restaurant owner found me. He wanted to sell his restaurant. It was right on the water, and here we are today.
So you know what you're doing. You've grew up all around this and have seen all the ups and downs.
Correct. I've learned everything from maintenance to food to customer service. There's really not anything I haven't done in the food industry.
What's the biggest challenge in the food industry these days?
Today, I would have to say finding good help. That's the toughest thing because so many people don't want to show up for work. They want to live off their parents these days, it seems, the young kids. As much as we need them, too many people are not looking for, they don't want to work hard is a tough thing.
Boy, it's so interesting you said that because a couple of other restaurant owners I've talked to this spring have said the same thing. It used to be able to get college students that would come in and just dependability is a tough thing I've heard.
Yeah, dependability. Everyone wants to go out and party and not wake up in the morning and work. Or they show up, they make enough money for those 3 days because they're living at home. The next thing you know, they call out on Friday because they made enough money Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
As you watched your parents do what they did over the years, has the restaurant industry stayed the same or has it changed quite a bit from, say, when they started?
I definitely have seen a change. For a quick example would be buffets. We at my father's restaurant, Kilroy's, he did a ton of buffets every Sunday after church. Now it has become people aren't eating as heavy, so doing an all-you-can-eat buffet, at least in this area, from what I've seen, has died off a little bit. A little bit, actually, a lot. That's why here at the Electric Palm, people now have been requesting that we bring it back, and as I do improvements, I keep saying, yes, we're going to definitely get there at some point, But the buffet is the biggest thing that I've known that's changed.
I love buffets. What happened?
People becoming health conscious. People don't want to... If you're paying $20 for all you can eat, you're going to try to eat as much as you can so your value pays off. And that's the catch where so many people now with all these nutrition places and health issues just eat a small portion and spend, call it $15 instead of an all-you-can-eat buffet at 20 to 30.
Yeah. Well, that makes, I never thought of that. But yeah, with the way food has changed and everything, I guess... That's interesting that you got to be aware and see those kind of trends taking place.
Yes, that's the biggest one. Another trend I would say that has changed is the portion sizes, even for dinner. All the nutritionists say something crazy, you know, it should be the size of the palm of your hand if you're eating steak or fish. So portion sizes have changed over the past handful of years also.
I guess technology, just as far as with just changes in technology, have affected all of us, and I'm sure, probably in a lot of ways, for the better, has helped you in just that end of things.
Correct. From when you're trying to change TVs, you have one system that makes it simple to change for upstairs or downstairs. Then when it comes to the computer systems, now you can just go right up to the table with a an iPad, and punch the order in. So there's less mistakes from the employee end listening to the customer, punching the order in and getting it to the cooks to cook it. So technology on that end has evolved. Then the whole marketing aspect, no one reads newspapers anymore. Everybody goes on the internet, Groupon, or whatever other social media sites to see what's going on. So technology on that end has helped us out a lot, but it's hurt the people that do all the print work. Nothing we can do about it, but that's how it is now.
Yeah. Cody Thomas here. We are at the Electric Palm Restaurant in Woodbridge. You are not going to find a better scenery as far as what you're looking out. We're looking out at the Occoquan here, Occoquan River here, and it is pretty spectacular. In talking about some of your plans for around here, you've got some big plans and some big changes in the next year to year and a half.
Yes. One of the first changes in the next few weeks, we have retractable awnings coming for the upstairs balcony. So regardless of the weather, when we have weddings here, corporate events, or just dinner on Friday and Saturday, they will not be affected anymore. That was one of the biggest complaints, I could say, from the customers, where you want to have a nice view, and even though it's raining out, it's not, who cares? You're not going to melt like a snowman. So that's why we got the retractable awnings coming. And then another step, so people will know that we're not just a seasonal place, the inside dining room, we are putting doors up in the kitchen so the noise stays in the inside, some new tablecloths, repainting the inside so we can have that fresh look, because we don't shut down in the wintertime. Even though the boats might take up 90% of the parking lot because they're all dry docked, we still are open and still functioning.
Answers the question, because I did wonder, just with the name and where you're at, so you're open all the time.
Correct. They used to close down in the wintertime, but with how many people now live in the Northern Virginia area, everyone doesn't leave. It's not as if we're in Florida where the snowbirds come and go. So yes, we're open year-round. We do slightly cut some of our hours downstairs for our tiki bar because it is an outside venue, but the upstairs hours stay the same. And depending on what's going on with sports, we stay open definitely till all the games are done.
Well, and boy, you talk about Woodbridge and you talk about Northern Virginia and the people. And like you say, the population's here, and you've got a great location. And I would think that all year round, you've got the customer base here.
Correct. We definitely have the customer base. The one thing that scares people away is when they drive down and see that the boats are all in the parking lot, and then they try to figure out where to park. There's plenty of parking. You can park anywhere on the property. Prince William Marina owns every single inch of this. You would never get towed. You can park in front of the boats in the wintertime and never have to worry about one falling on you or someone trying to tow your car.
The name, the Electric Palm Restaurant, how'd you come up with that?
About 8 years ago, they started putting up all these electric palm trees. And then next thing you knew, Well, you got about 50, 60 of these electric palm trees up. Why not just switch the name of the restaurant? People see the real palm trees, the electric palm trees. So why not be a little creative? You have a tiki bar, so call it the Electric Palm.
No, it's a great name because it's like you say, it sort of projects a Florida type atmosphere here, a southern type atmosphere in Northern Virginia.
Yes, it most definitely does. Out in front of us, we have a few places if you wanted to. They have little sand areas where you can sit and enjoy your beverages along with the view. So we do try to keep everything tied into the idea of we want to be in Florida, but you're in Virginia, so at least you got some white sand, palm trees, and a tiki bar atmosphere.
Well, and it's right off of 95, and with the stress of 95, whether you're going north or south, you're probably going to encounter something, and sometime right around in this area, like we said at the beginning, you can get off, you can just you can kick back and relax here.
Yeah, that's the great thing about our location. We are hidden off of 123, but we have signs on 95 going north and south, and at the road of Devil's Reach, we do have a sign out there at least pointing you to turn so you can find us. Shell gas station, everything blocks us as where you got to go down a hill get to the water, but we are here, been around 11 years and still going strong.
And it's worth it. You sit here, and it's especially on a day like this where you and I are just sitting out here. What a view. Nobody can match this.
No, really, we're pretty lucky with how they constructed the building, where they put it on the property, and then up and down the Occoquan River. We really do have the best view. You're set back a little bit off the river, so if you do have any dead fish, you're not smelling them floating by, or if they're getting stuck on the docks, you're far enough away where you don't have anything ruining your dinner and the atmosphere, but you're not too close to it where if it rains and floods, now you can't come here for dinner.
I never thought of that, but boy, that's you don't want to be too close in that case.
Correct, and that's the one issue that we don't have here. We're very fortunate. So yes, the view, the ambiance, you get to see the boatel, the marina workers working on the boats, dropping the boats in, pulling them out, and you really have a full feel of you're away from stress, you're away from everything that worries you about life, and you can just enjoy some good food and good times.
Boy, that's the thing. Sitting here, I didn't realize, I haven't been at a marina lately, just the size of these boats here. I mean, it's really something just to sit and look at them.
Yeah, the size of them, how much they cost, really takes our breath away, how people are buying these $1, $2, $3, $4 million boats, yeah, and just partying on them. And then the cool thing is about that, they come up here, food's great, service is great, then they invite us down there, and customers end up making friends with some of these people down here, and next thing you know, it's just a fun party, and everyone's having a great time.
I didn't realize boats and yachts this size were on the Occoquan like this. This has been an eye-opener for me.
Yeah, so the marina owner did do some recent dredging so they could get some bigger boats in here, and currently with the size, I want to say, they can hold up to a 70-foot boat here, so it is pretty impressive with how many docks they got, different types of boats, and all the sizes that they have here. And somehow that Occoquan River, as long as it doesn't drain, all these boats definitely can keep coming and going.
Cody Thomas with us on the All Business Podcast this week. We're at the Electric Palm Restaurant in Woodbridge, 1274 C. Ray Lane in Woodbridge. You mentioned the tiki bar a little bit ago. That's got to be popular, especially this time of year.
Correct. Every Friday, Saturday night, we have live bands. Sundays, we have live bands, but in the afternoon. And it gets packed down there. They do music-wise, country, rock and roll, 80s music, 90s. The bands are incredible. The woman that books them has been doing it for the past probably 8 to 10 years. She loves music. She knows a whole bunch of great local bands. And that's what brings the people in here. The music, food downstairs, and drinks. It is incredible.
Boy, to have it again, this is a great venue that the Woodbridge-Dale City area has right here. And even North Stafford, you're right in a lot of people's backyards.
Correct. A lot of people don't know, A, that we exist or what we even offer. The biggest thing is the bands on Fridays and Saturday nights are incredible. If you want some good live music where you're outside, even if it rains, the downstairs, it is outside, but it's all covered, so you don't have to worry about that. Come here, have a good time. The toughest thing is we got to get people to know who we are, and where we're located, because you can drive by us real quick and you will miss us. That's the catch.
I was going to say that, and boy, to have something this close and on the water, you'll drive a lot farther to go to some place when, like you say, you may be just driving by on 95 and driving by on 123 and not realizing it.
Yeah, that's the biggest trouble that we're having. Get the word out. Let people know we're here. We exist. There's a million people in Fairfax County. And the one complaint that a lot of the locals have said is they want a good local family-owned restaurant. And here we are, providing for the community, taking care of any complaints, suggestions people want to give us. And we are here, open 6 days a week. Mondays we're closed. And we're here to take care of everybody that wants to have a good time.
And Cody, I'm glad you mentioned a family-owned restaurant, because there's something about, we all should want to keep our money local, and this isn't a franchise, and you know, you listen to the customer base, and like you've talked about, your family is rooted in Northern Virginia and in this industry.
Correct. My father, once he came back, he was in the Army. Once he came back from Vietnam, worked at the Pall Mall, ended up teaming up with his brother, saying, why don't we do this on our own, open up PJ Skidoo's in 1979. Then from there, opened up Kilroy's Restaurant. When I was a kid, I just loved going with him to the restaurant. Instead of going and playing sports or going out with friends, it was every single chance I had, I'd go with him to the restaurant, learn what he was doing. And then it just got caught up in my blood, and I've never been more passionate about doing something in life. Stuck with it and kept striving to have my own restaurant, and here I am.
Here you are. How young do you think you were when you thought, man, this is what I want to do?
12 years old. When you're in elementary school, your sixth grade teacher makes you write that letter. Yeah. When you graduate high school, they mail it to you and see if your dreams are still the same as they were when you were in sixth grade. And crazy enough, when I got the letter, it said, I want to be in the restaurant industry. I want to take over my dad's restaurant. So I was still in the same exact line of work, but I ended up finding my own place instead of taking over his.
And you seem happy. You see, I mean, you've got you look at this place and think in the sense that there's just so much you can do here. And you already, well, you talked about the entertainment with the tiki bar and covering things. And this is only going to get better.
Correct. The staff here is incredible. I truly, honestly believe we have one of the best staffs in Northern Virginia. People are happy to be here. They're thrilled that they got an owner that's young, energetic, and just wants to make this work for everybody, from the landlord to myself to the employees. It's a team effort here. So definitely, you want some good service, some people with smiles on their face, this is the right place to come to.
So if I sit down at the Electric Palm and want to order something, what do you recommend?
One of the best appetizers we have are crab balls on the menu. It's our crab cake. We made them into smaller portions so you can enjoy a crab cake without the bread, without anything extra, just for a nice appetizer. If you're looking for a nice entree, our salmon béarnaise is incredible. We make the sauce in-house. Salmon's cooked to perfection. That is one of our biggest sellers. Seafood is our main option on our menu because we're on the water, and that's what so many regulars said, make this into a seafood restaurant. We've listened to them. We keep updating our menu. We can do the menus in-house. So making a change takes 24 hours. We got to reprint it, and we got some new menu options on it.
So you're flexible. That's fantastic to hear, that you're able to take in comments and do something. Unlike, like we say, because you're family owned and you're here and this is your thing.
Correct. So that's the biggest thing. People want to suggest things, do this, do that. Craft beers, that's what some local came up to me, talked to me 3 weeks ago, and now we got the the craft beer that she asked because she was into supporting local businesses. Local business out in Chantilly was one of the brews that she asked us to put on. Talked to the distributor, got it here 3 weeks later because we had to clear out a tap. And here we are with listening to the customers and putting on the beers that they want.
Cody, what's the best thing of coming into work every day? It seems like you've got a lot. There's a lot going on here.
The best thing I'd say is honestly the view. You come in here, you might have a busy day set ahead of you, but it's not going to be stressful because you're not sitting in traffic. You have the water view. You got the fresh air. And I'd say that'd be my biggest things. Coming here, just realizing how lucky all of us that work here are.
I was just going to say, I'm watching, as we've been talking, there's a guy working on a yacht. You look at boats coming into the marina, and then in the distance, I guess, is that's I think the landfill you see on 95. They're doing something way up on there. I mean, there is something all over. If the company you're with is, if you're not interested in talking to the people at the table, you just look around and you're going to be entertained.
Correct. That's what a lot of people end up doing here, is really sitting at these tables for a handful of hours and just hanging out. Even if you don't want to talk to the person next to you, it's having a drink and just realizing how beautiful it is, how calm it is here, and how relaxing you can really, really be here.
Before we wrap up the All Business podcast this week, again, I want to have you talk about we mentioned about the Tiki Bar and about the live entertainment. I mean, that's something that we can't emphasize enough and people should know about. It's here in Woodbridge, and it's available on the weekends.
Yes, live entertainment every single Friday and Saturday night. We do have the biggest place where you have bands to listen to and the most seating anywhere in Occoquan or Prince William County. We have it downstairs holds 400 people. There's not going to always say seats because it gets packed, but if you get here early, you will find a seat. So biggest place to listen to music and the best place down here. I can't say enough about how hard these employees work to make sure you're satisfied with the customer service and getting cold drinks to you.
Well, and the other thing that you've got, and you mentioned it, this is a great place for just for company get-togethers or you know, if you've got the space to hold larger events.
Correct. So we also do weddings here, company gatherings, birthday parties, baby showers. Anything you can think of to have an event, no matter how big or how small. The building's big enough where if you had 25, 30 people coming for a baby shower, we can give you a small section of it. It's not an issue, doesn't affect business. Have the side corner of the restaurant upstairs. Or if you're having a company party where you want to bring 200 to 300 people here, not a problem. Give us heads up so we can give you good customer service. We can staff for it. Even if it was where you wanted to bring 400 or 500 people, because that's what the building legally can hold, give us heads up. We can even close it down for you so your company can have the perfect event right on the water and enjoy some great views.
Family owned, it's the Electric Palm Restaurant in Woodbridge. Cody Thomas has been with us. And again, if you remember, especially Kilroy's in Northern Virginia, that's your connection.
Correct. That's where I grew up. That's where I learned everything. And still passionate going into this industry 22 years later.
Well, the thing is, Cody, so many people have just the knowledge they acquired at school or that kind of thing. I mean, you grew up with this and you've seen it all.
Correct. Schooling's great and it teaches you a lot, but you can never give up the hands-on experience. That's what trains you the most. Schooling definitely shows that you can start, finish a project, complete a goal, but being hands-on and learning about how to get everything fixed in a timely manner that schooling can't teach you. If something breaks, you got to know who to call, when to call, and have reliable contractors that care as much as you do about your industry as they do about theirs. That's the one thing schooling can't teach you. So you got to make sure it's just not your core people at the restaurant that run it to make sure it's right. It's that you build that professional relationship with the outside contractors where if something goes down, you can call someone at 2 in the morning, say, hey, we got a party, we got a breakfast at 7 a.m., and our IT system went down. We need you here. You got to pick up your phone. You got to get up and fix what we got, because we got 150 people coming in for a breakfast, and they got a company meeting to go over a PowerPoint presentation, and it's out of my control because I'm not IT. But you got to build those relations so you can run a business efficiently and not tick off a corporate company that's coming in to do a breakfast for their company.
Electricpalm.net. You also on Facebook?
We definitely are on Facebook. Yeah, the Electric Palm Restaurant on Facebook.
Cody, this has been fantastic. It's been great to sit down with you. Let's do this again sometime.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Don't forget, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, best band place to listen and watch bands.
1274 Sea Ray Lane in Woodbridge. It's right off of 123, the Electric Palm Restaurant. We will do this again. Thank you, Cody.
Thank you very much.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com, the best way to get in touch with me. Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.